Starting another brand new hour of the Steve Gruber Show. Man, it's good to have you here live from Studio G here in the heart of America. Steve Gruber fighting for you from the foxhole of fame. Look, we don't give up. We tell it to you straight. Sometimes the truth hurts and you got to be hurt to understand what's going on. God bless America. Let's do this. Three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, the UAW is celebrating Volkswagen's Tennessee plant vote to unionize. They're going after Mercedes-Benz next. We'll see how that works out. Number two, Midland Medical Examiner issuing a warning as fentanyl deaths are spiking over the last 11 days. And number three, an update on that horrible crash in Monroe County. It appears the former Commodore of the Monroe County Boat Club is being held in jail after that fatal crash into a birthday party that left a brother and sister dead, others in critical condition. This comes to me from the Detroit News. I'll give credit where credit's due. They put the pieces together. The former Commodore at the Swan Boat Club being held on suspicion of drunk driving in Monroe County as the community continues to mourn two kids that were killed, a brother and a sister, 8-year-old girl, 5-year-old boy, might be 4. This little discrepancy, and that doesn't matter. Little boy was killed going to a birthday party. Killed by a vehicle that plowed into that party they're attending Saturday. Monroe County Prosecutor Jeffrey Yorkie said the Monroe County Sheriff's Office investigating further before his office can make a charging decision that is expected today. Yorkie did not identify the suspect in the crash, but said a 66-year-old resident being held on suspicion of drunk driving. Same thing we were told the day of the accident, that a 66-year-old woman was being held. And so Marcella Chidester, 66, being held in the county jail for allegedly operating under the influence causing death. That, according to the Monroe County Sheriff's Jail Officer Caleb Church. That information came late last night. Michigan Vine. An offender custody service provided to victims by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and law enforcement agencies also showed Chidester in custody in the Monroe County Jail, although the county jail lockup did not show a record for her. Records from the Secretary of State's office indicate Chidester was arrested Saturday and that law enforcement confiscated her driver's license and issued a temporary paper license known as a 625G permit. Michigan law says a driver's license must be confiscated if a driver is intoxicated or refuses to perform a substance test. The permit doesn't restrict driving privileges instantly. It remains in effect until that driver's case is resolved. Chidester, ironically, is a former Commodore. The Swan Boat Club lives about 200 yards from the facility. Lives right there. That's where Swan Creek flows into Lake Erie. These developments came yesterday, like I said, late as the pain and grief continues to ripple through the Monroe County community 2 days after two kids were killed, 13 others injured. Alana Phillips was 8. Zane Phillips, according to the sheriff's office, was 4, but his aunt said he was 5. Doesn't matter. They're both deceased, brother and sister. 9 other people in local hospitals, including a 31-year-old woman in critical condition and an 11-year-old boy in critical condition. We are told that the mother of the two children that died is in critical condition, and they had a sibling also in critical condition. I would make the leap that that 31-year-old woman could be their mother, and the 11-year-old their older sibling. An 18-year-old woman is in serious condition, a 16-year-old in serious condition, a 14-year-old in serious condition, all according to an update from the sheriff's office. 3 other women, 66, 62, and 57, suffered minor injuries. 42-year-old man also slightly injured and all that. So here's the older brother and the two siblings who were killed in the crash, listed in critical condition, but apparently improving. The family cannot thank everyone enough for the continued support at a time like this, said Diane Harrington. She's the aunt of the two children killed. The children's brother had a long surgery yesterday. We'll have quite a recovery in front of him, but he is awake and in comfort of his family. Mariah, the children's mother, is now awake, also has a long recovery in front of her. If you've seen the pictures, there's a memorial there. Sadness, shock, frustration. We'll get more out of this. Apparently, there's also stories that the woman who we now believe, according to the Detroit News, Marcella Chidester, was drinking at a nearby pub extensively before the crash. That pub opened yesterday. They have no comment. What would you expect? Meanwhile, in Midland, the medical examiner there issuing a warning as six people have died from fentanyl overdoses in just 11 days. Dr. William Marone, medical examiner for Aranac, Bay, Iosco, Midland, and Tuscola counties announced an unusual trend for the air, warning of the dangers of the drug. There's a really bad batch of fentanyl. We need to warn the public and first responders. Seek treatment. Keep Narcan. Administer Narcan. Do not use drugs alone. Use fentanyl test strips. Avoid mixing drugs. Seek treatment. How about don't do drugs? Why is that not on the list? Don't be an idiot. I just want to thank the people of China and Mexico and the Biden administration for making it possible that all these people are dying of fentanyl overdose in Michigan. Congratulations, everyone. You've done a fine job. But hey, at least you sent $61 billion to Ukraine. And you wonder why people are angry? Yeah, you really shouldn't wonder. It's pretty clear why people are angry about what's happening. No question about that. Look, with everything going on, look after your money. There's a common reason, and a common sense reason, gold is pushing all-time highs right now, actually several. The cost of goods continues to rise. Inflation has taken a bite of 20% or more out of your wallet. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion. Causing many to worry when the House of Cards comes falling down. A presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country, and it all adds up to instability and uncertainty. That's why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold. Text Gruber to 989898 and get your free kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy and satisfied customers, you can count on Birch Gold too. Just text Gruber to 989898. Claim your free information kit. Protect your savings from uncertainty. Look, I know that if I had bought at the end of 2022, I'd have bought it at just over $1,600, and now it's about $2,400. It's up 50%. You could turn $100,000 into $150,000. I'm not real good with math, but I can figure that out. Let's see here. Paul Sachs ahead. Michigan groundwater. Too much salt and increasing. Bad for crops, bad for you. True or false? We'll find out straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Well,
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information.